Dvar Halacha and Chinuch Halavos Thursday night, or Luchav Ches Adar Aleph.
So someone sent me in a shayla. We take requests. So someone said that what do you do if you can't step back because someone behind you is having Shmon Esrei and you can't go off to the side? Because you're really not supposed to go off to the side with no other reason, meaning only if the Shasat Chak or there's a special Tzorech, but stamp to step even on a diagonal into the semicircle is not correct, if no special Tzorech. So what should he do? So the din is, he could say anything, he can answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo, he can continue davening, he could even, if he goes off to the side, and without stepping back, he could even sit down, and he can't sit down directly in front of the Mispalel, but if he's not directly in front of the Mispalel, he could even sit down. There's another din, which we didn't even discuss, another area in Halacha, besides walking Lavar Lefnei HaMispalel, there's Leishev within Dalal Amos of the Mispalel, but if you're davening, that is not an issue. So he could even sit down and say Tachanun if he's not directly in the front, and he can answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, and he can answer everything, even though he himself did not take three steps back yet. So he can continue davening and saying everything. He can even say Tehillim. The question about if he could learn, some poskim say he can't learn, some poskim say, saying words of Torah, not words of davening. I guess words of davening, but he could say Tillim. But Divrei Torah seems that's nothing to do with davening. Is a shaila. Maybe you should be machmir, or at least you could be maharer with Divrei Torah, but you shouldn't say the words of Torah. So that's what you should do. Now, so that answers the first question. So that's how he continues davening. What? That's correct. So when should he say Oser Shalom and Yiratzon? Whenever he takes the three steps back. At some point, the guy behind him, I mean, maybe he should check if he's alive. I don't know, you know. They once had, I'm not supposed to say this, but I'll say it anyway. In the Mid magazine, you know, they had like two people playing chess, and they noticed that the player on the left has been dead for 2 years. So, you know, if the guy behind you is standing too long with one essay, maybe you should check. So, so then the person said, what happens if you realize later that you forgot to step back? You forgot to step back, you know. So the answer is, I couldn't find it actually. I looked around. I didn't see anybody that talked about it. In Svara, once you walk away, then you lost your three steps back. You walked away. You were mafsik your tefillah. You ended your tefillah. You walked away from the mokam tefillah. And you didn't take the three steps back. You forgot. So I don't see there's a point in doing it later once you were mafsik. There is a shaila by the Shliach Tzibur. If his three steps back, we paskin me'ikar adin, the Shliach Tzibur's three steps back is at the end of Kaddish Tiskabel. But that's because the whole time he said Chazoras Hashatz, and even if it's Monday and Thursday, and then he takes out the Torah and this and that, he could be Soymach on the three steps back after Kaddish Tiskabel because he's davening. He's also can davening. But if you walk away and then you just remember later that you never took the three steps back, you walked away, you were mafsik, so you lost that. If you were davening, you walked away and you're still davening, then lechori you're no worse than you'll be like the Shliach Tzibur. And when you remember, you take the three steps back. Okay, now Chavis Halvavis, we're continuing in the last parak of the last shiur, and he's talking about the Ohev Hashem, and we're talking about so we finished a certain topic, aspect of the Ohev Hashem's mindset, that he wants to do mitzvahs, Ratzon Hashem, even that he can't do, and now we're moving on to the next aspect of the Ohev Hashem. They're not involved in their gashmiyustikal lives. You know, by us, by me, okay? Even if you're from, but like, what do we think about a whole day? We think about money, and we think about comfort, and we think about taking care of things, And maybe things you're mechuyev to take care of, so you have to think about them. But these people walk around and they're thinking about their hisaskus, their mental hisaskus is in what's the Ratzon Hashem, what can I do to further the Ratzon Hashem, am I doing enough, what does Hashem want me to do at this moment? That's their mental state. Their gashmius tikkun needs, he says, what they have to do, they do. But they're not mentally involved in it at all. Because what occupies their mind is not this world. What occupies their mind is Hashem. And listening to Hashem, doing the Ratzon Hashem. So they're really walking around in a binary state. Their guf, what they have to do, they have to eat, they have to drink, they have to sleep, whatever is muchrach to do. So they're doing, but their heart and minds are not there. They're somewhere else. The libosam, Shemayim Ruchniyim. Now, if you go to a dentist, Lamosha, you want his mind to be there too. But it is, because that's part of the Tzorech, because he has an obligation, so that's part of the Tzorech. He's not just going through the motions, his mind is there too. But that's called, first of all, he's doing the Ratzon Hashem, you can call it, that's part of, then the lave and the machshava becomes part of the hechrich, because it would be terrible if your mind wouldn't be there either. Okay, v'areihem b'meshekololu libosom miyadiyas Hashem yisala kilu heimovdim also im ha-malochim ha-kadoshim b'rom e-shemayim. Again, he's talking about the peak of the mountain. He's not talking about our everyday lives. But it's good to hear that there's such a thing, and this is I don't know if it's a goal to aspire to, but it's an ideal that exists. So we can creep towards it, or we can do it for a minute a day. It would also be a wonderful thing. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you.